My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan, 888-808-1019, taking your calls on the Giants. We'll get to the Jets as well throughout the course of the show. Now, I know this sounds crazy today, and obviously I was as angry and frustrated as anybody yesterday watching that slop by the Giants and the result, the whole thing. But it is just 1 week, and it is just 1 week in an NFL where the majority of teams were sloppy to begin. As we talked about going into the season, this is the way that it is now. The first few weeks of the season is essentially a preseason before teams find their footing. I don't think the Giants are going to make the postseason. I never said that. We said that, you know, max out, maybe 9-10. But I didn't think that. I still think, well, you're right. You asked me what I thought the absolute ceiling was, and I said 10.
I think you said nine. I think you did say 10.
9-10 absolute ceiling for this team. But I also think, you know, if we go just based on their over-under number coming in, we're just 6.5. I did bet that. And I do believe it's still going over. Like, I'm not ready to, even though we said if they lose this game to the Vikings, the Giants will not be as bad as they were yesterday, which was as bad as you can possibly be. They won't be that bad the rest of the way. Now, there may be some ugly games against teams that are better than them.
Yep.
But and there's a reason why I'm saying it. And it's the only reason why you could possibly say it. Well, I mean, there is some individual talent that I like. And I don't think the defense is as bad as it may have seemed yesterday. I think the defense will be fine. I believe in Brian Daboll as a head coach. Now, yesterday was certainly not a game that you would say that you believe in him as a head coach, because it was all on him. It was god-awful every step of the way. But ultimately, if I believe in Daboll, and I do, based on what I've seen from him here as a head coach, I think the Giants will show more competitiveness and be in these games moving forward, be a little bit closer. What does that mean record-wise? I don't know, but I'm still not giving up on the over 6.5 just because yesterday was as bad as it possibly could be.
What if they lose to the Commanders?
Well, I mean, it depends on how, no?
Well, in terms of the 6.5. I mean, if you're 0-2 going into the rest of the schedule, now, right. I mean, we said the Vikings game, kind of must have. Right. All right, you don't get that. Well, better get the Commanders
and
game.
And also, it would be symbolic of the season. Like, there's no way. I can't sit here and defend yesterday's performance. It's unacceptable. What I can do is just say, all right, it's one game. Now, it's not just one game because it's been a couple of years here. But in Daboll's first year, they got to the postseason, right? Overachieved by every step of the way.
No doubt.
Every count measurable. Last year, even in a year, remember, we had the same conversation early in the year And we were saying, oh, well, now they're going to win three games or, you know, under 6.5, whatever the number was, they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. And they weren't, because Dable dug them out almost to a detriment, because then they ended up getting the 6th pick as opposed to a top 3 pick. And we'd be having a totally different conversation, which I wish we had. But anyway, Dable got the team playing to a point of respectability. I think he'll do that. I'm not just going to go nuts with week one. Now, if they do this again next week to Washington, maybe I change my tune a little bit. I still think, BT, I mean, look, you saw some upsets yesterday as well around the league. That's why I'm trying not to go nuts. Yesterday was awful, don't get me wrong. Awful, embarrassing, pathetic, unacceptable, cannot happen, period.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's who the Giants truly are. I think that they're somewhere in between a good team and what they were yesterday.
I know they're not a good team. That I have no problem saying. Are they going to be a wretched team? You know, I'm not going to lay it on that thick right now.
Could they beat Cleveland week three?
I don't think that they will. I mean,
they could be 2-1 going into the Cowboy game.
They're not going to be 2-1. That would stun me.
Yeah.
Listen.
Right, because of them, less about the opponents and more about...
Yeah, right. More about their own house and less about the others, I guess. Now, I do think that the Giants, I'll meet you here. I don't know that they'll be this bad every week. They won't. But that doesn't mean that they're going to be good enough to be interesting or to placate their owner. See, the bigger issue, there's a couple of ways you judge franchise, and I know it's very early for this, and I don't want to keep harping on this, and I won't after every single game, but it's just, for me to be consistent with my preseason takes, I need to point this out. There's the results evaluation, which, yeah, obviously, right. Bottom line business,
right.
But then there's the optics, and then there's the close your eyes, what does the stadium sound like? Think about that, guys. If you're not driving, close your eyes and take yourself back to MetLife yesterday. And now put yourself in John Mara's shoes. What'd you hear?
He's got to be.
And I don't mean the cheers for Coughlin and LT and Phil and Eli ring the bell. He's got to be beside himself. Now, the difference, yeah, the Commanders lost. They didn't look great. But guess what? Like, at least you got Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
Who put 20 points on the board and can move.
That's why I wanted the quarterback. This regime needed the quarterback. They chose Daniel Jones. By the way, the owner... He chose Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he did.
He loves Daniel Jones.
He influenced that.
He can't
get
enough of Daniel Jones. It's the excuses. The offensive line is the problem. Oh, we don't have enough weapons. Oh, we've done everything we could to screw this kid up. Wrong, wrong, wrong. He stinks. He ain't it.
Now, hold on a sec, though. Now, I'm going to push back a little.
Yeah.
He's not it. We know that. He's not it here. Let's take Sam Darnold. Because down the hall, I was screaming the same thing when I was with Tiki.
Right, yeah, but the Jets were a dysfunctional mess.
But so are the Giants. Nah, they've had one good year in 15 seasons.
But they did make the playoffs. Like, that did happen. They took Daniel Jones, who can't throw the football down the field,
to a
playoff game.
All right, I got you. That's
that
true.
That is a big difference. Like,
that did happen, and I almost don't want to do this, but it matters. The schedule was soft, very soft.
Understood.
All right, okay, so... Jones is not it. Nobody's pushing back on that. And he's definitely not it here. Could he be it somewhere else? I mean, Giant fans don't want to hear this, but I actually think that he could be.
Oh,
I mean, Sam Darnold. Sal, we were talking on Friday. You were laughing at Sam Darnold. Yeah. I said, this guy's better than you. I'm not making him a star. Right. The point is you have to accentuate the fact, well, not only Justin Jefferson, but when you have a better offensive line and a better scheme and a whatever, when you're thrust into the worst situation like Darnold was Jones was early.
He's a backup. Like, he's been gone from the Jets now for years, and he's still a backup.
Darnold?
Yeah.
Well, but I understand that. But he watched last year. He watched a top-flight organization go about their business with the 49ers. And then McCarthy gets hurt. He takes over the reins. How'd he look? Boom, 12 for 12.
Well, I mean, it'd be nice 12 if, for 12. It'd be nice if one of those stud giant defensive edge rushers touched him.
And he came on play yesterday? Yeah. Did he get a tackle?
I mean,
did he get a half a tackle?
Well, when you're anticipating, at least when I was anticipating this game, I'm thinking the Giants defense is going to get to Sam Darnold and force turnovers and hit him and make him uncomfortable. Any quarterback that makes it to the NFL should be able to sit back there with a clean pocket and make the right throws. And he did do that. And maybe Darnold looked better than I thought he would yesterday, certainly. But if he were a player, then other teams would have taken him to start. Like, the league needs good quarterbacks. Sam Darnold has been a backup even after he left. So Daniel Jones, to me, he's not an NFL player. He will get cut eventually by the Giants, and he will not stick with the
NFL. When's he getting benched? I mean, at what point is this? You know, again, honestly, at what point? Giant fans want to bench now. I'm going to answer my question first. I would not bench him going to the Commanders game. I would not. But I'm telling you right now, if he shows what he showed yesterday— I'm yanking him at halftime. That's it. You're not playing.
I don't think you could bench him now either because that's their plan going into the year. Like, that plan to me was flawed. I would have never have had Daniel Jones be my starting quarterback. I wouldn't have had it year one with Shane and Daboll. I certainly wouldn't have it year three with Shane and Daboll. You can make a case for year two with them because you're coming off the playoff success.
Yep.
But there's no way he should be the starting quarterback going into this year. But that is their plan.
Doesn't mean you have to stick with
it. Yeah, you can't get away from it. Week two for what? For Drew Lock?
Why'd you sign Drew Lock? Yeah. Why'd you sign if you didn't think that?
You're going to make that decision?
But then
why was Daniel Jones the week one guy?
We saw Hard Knocks. We saw the conversation at the Senior Bowl. Like, the Giants did everything that they could to find a quarterback. If they didn't, if they really believed in Jones, number one, they wouldn't have tried to trade up. That's common sense. Mm-hmm. But they also wouldn't have brought in somebody like Drew Lock, who has more talent, no disrespect, to our guy Tommy DeVito. Like, they knew at some point the rubber was going to meet the road, and they're going to have to say, all right, yeah, we got pulled. They knew that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have signed Drew Lock.
I think if Daniel Jones plays like he did yesterday, if he plays like that in the first half in Washington, they got to bench him.
That's what I just said.
Pull him from the game. I'm saying, though, you can't say that. Now, you could reassess and see how Drew Lock looks after that game.
But there's
a lot that could happen. I would not bench him now. And also, like I said, I wouldn't have had him on the team.
I understand. You've been vocal about that. So we're saying the same thing. Right. I'm saying start him against the Commanders. Right. If I see that again, you're out.
You got to try to win a game.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I'd be benching him for good, depending on how Drew Lock looks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.